Tribal members were dressed in traditional Creek finery from head to toe. About a half dozen dancers were inside the grass circle after being smudged, receiving smoke from a burning combination of white sage, tobacco, and sweet grass. Helping with the smudging was Eddie Milstead, a.k.a. Standing Wolf.
The purpose behind the smudging is to get rid of all the evil of the bad and bring in the good. Everything you touch, you pick something up, whether it be bad or good. This is a way to get rid of all the bad.
A powwow is a social gathering held by many different Native American communities. They may be private or public. In this case, the event at the Creek Tribal Grounds on Willard Norris Road was very much public.
We've got some of our northern Indian brothers coming down from up in New York and Pennsylvania. We've got people from all over Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and of course Florida.
Dan Helms is vice chief. He says it's a great opportunity to network with other tribes.
And the main tenet of the Native American people is harmony, because we've always strived to live in harmony with nature and with each other. And this is an opportunity for us to come together and have fellowship and just create a harmonious environment.
Besides socializing, the powwow honors Native American culture through dance and song. On this day, the grand entry into the grass circle kicked off the festivities.
We come here to dance. We dance our prayers. We dance our pains. We dance our joys. We dance for many, many reasons.
The grand entry involved tribal members and military veterans led by three flag bearers carrying the Stars and Stripes, the Creek Banner, and the POW/MIA flag.
Beings, it is a blessed circle. We treat this circle with the same respect given a church. To many Native Americans, this circle is our church. Grand entry! Drum of the descendants, bring them in!
Native American artifacts were on display, and the Santa Rosa Creek's genealogist answered questions about ancestry. Tribal elder storytellers entertained younger visitors, along with food and vendors.
My name is Cody Coe. I'm from Sisseton, Wapton, South Dakota. I'm a Dakota Sioux.
Coe is a professional and competitive Native American dancer. He was dressed in a handmade outfit. And by the way, Native American regalia are not costumes. The outfit was tan and brown and remained a work in progress.
In our way, I'm a Northern Plains traditional dancer. It's the plain-styled outfit that represents our warriors of our people.
After his weekend visit to Santa Rosa County, Coe will be in Atmore next week for the Porch Creek Indian annual powwow. He says such events are important to keep Native American heritage alive.
This is a social event. This helps the next generation be proud of being who they are, to see us out here dancing, and maybe one day they'll come out in the circle. So this is for the people that can't dance. We pray out there and give thanks for the, you know, life and the creation.
Meanwhile, work continues on the 4,000-square-foot Native American Cultural Center. The outside of the facility is up, and Vice Chief Dan Helms says completion is set for sometime next spring. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.